You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra. A little extra. Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
See, I think it would be too harsh if we started doing a segment called Should Have Been Shot on the Spot. So, because it was,
I am intrigued.
Yeah, it would go something like this. There's a 35-year-old guy named Antonio Rosario. He lives in New York City.
Shot on the spot.
And he was arrested because he was in a Dunkin'. They don't call it Dunkin' Donuts anymore because it's so much more than donuts.
Oh, I did not realize that.
Dunkin'. Dunkin' on the run. Hey. Okay.
I didn't know that.
Got delicious.
Dunkin' shit and everything. So he was in the Dunkin' and he went into an unhinged rage. And the employee had to call 911 because he went in and ordered 6 pumpkin donuts and they only could sell him 5 because that's all they had. Now, most Dunkin' Donut locations, if not all of them, don't cook the donuts on site. Right. The donuts are cooked somewhere else and then brought and taken to each location. So he said, you're gonna effing make it. Like, I'm not leaving here without 6 pumpkin donuts. I want 6. So he's going into this rage over that. He stormed out, then came back with a gun. So nobody was hurt, but the cops showed up and arrested him, and he did have a loaded semi-automatic on him, facing up to 7 years in prison, partially because he's a convicted felon who isn't allowed to have a gun, and he's also served time twice before, once for attempted murder. He just pleaded guilty, but they haven't given him his sentence yet. Now, as soon as he showed up with that gun and he's freaking out over a donut, the employees there should have been able to just shoot him on the spot.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Like, you are a maniac and there's no telling what you're going to do. So before you can do your next move, boom, yeah, you're down.
We can't wait to see what happens next.
Yeah.
Plus, he's a man and he should have been ordering pumpkin anything.
Well, hold on a minute.
But I mean,
no man should be ordering pumpkin donuts, Rob.
Hold on a minute.
Innocent citizens are going to just have to stop effing around. That's what's going to have to happen.
Yeah.
You run in there and you're already a piece of crap, you know, felon, freaking out because you can't get a donut. What a brat. What just a complete and total narcissist idiot who is used to being able to bully people. So somebody should have, you know, as they say, punch a bully in the nose. They should have punched him in the nose with a bullet.
No word on whether or not he was high or drunk or anything like that.
Yeah, I'm just saying it matters. No, it didn't say.
Because it's like, you
it just seemed like he was just
one donut. Like, you got 5 out of 6. They don't have one more. Big deal. Just A, you should be ordering pumpkin donuts anyway. B, you got 5 out of 6. Yeah. Get a chocolate covered donut and get the hell out of there.
No, but it's a narcissism thing where you're not going, I want another pumpkin donut and you are going to give me another pumpkin donut because you're disrespecting me, telling me I can't have 6 when I want 6. So at that point, there's no reasoning with this person and you're going to tell me he wouldn't be better off. Even if he didn't, I'm not saying if he didn't die, he'd learn a lesson and all society would be better.
Valid point.
And if he did, don't come in there with a gun acting like you're going to kill somebody because they don't have a donut that you want. How are we supposed to live with people like that in a civil society? Yeah,
you can't. I don't like even asking people to go look for stuff in the back. Like, you know, if they have, y'all out of these? They said, yeah. If they say, if they will offer, let me go look in the back and see if we have any more. But I would never say, would you mind going to look in the back and see if they have any more of these? Okay, you're out. That's good.
I hate to inconvenience you.
Well, yeah. If I were the person working, and they say, "Will you see if you have any in the back?" I would say, "Okay. Do you want me to also see if I can pull them out of my ass? Because I know I don't have them in the back. We got them all out here. We don't make the donuts here."
I didn't know that they didn't make the donuts in most Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
That's why they hit different.
Yeah. They do be hit different. They're not that good. But I mean, I love Dunkin'. Great coffee.
I love all their other stuff.
Sure, sure. But, and just a heads up, if you ask somebody to look in the back, as somebody who worked in retail, I can assure you they go to the back room, but then they just hang out for like 2 minutes and they go, "Sorry, we don't have it. We don't have it."
But evidently that used to be an option because it used to work. We go, "Oh yeah, we just got a shipment of those in."
Yeah,
it works at the grocery store sometimes.
We used to tell people like everything we have is actually out on the floor because it goes right from the truck out to the. And they go, "Can you still check?" And you go, "No problem."
In a million years, check. If you told me that in a million years, I would never respond with, "Could you go check?
Could you check anyway?"
Like, no,
I go, "Yeah, you got it."
When I worked,
then you just spend a minute or 2 minutes just sitting back there and looking at the break room wall or hanging out, and then you go, "Sorry, it's nothing. Sorry."
When I worked at Best Buy, we actually did have stuff in the back, but I do the same thing.
you could have actually been helping them.
It could have been back there, but okay. It just wasn't somehow. I don't know. It was crazy.
Wow. And they say that the people at Best Buy don't work on commission, so they're just as helpful about everything, or not helpful about anything. Hey, Rob's case,
I was selling video games. They'd ask me to go check for computers and stuff. I don't know what I'm looking for. Mm-hmm. Get somebody else.
Yeah, you do know what you're looking for because they told you.
Nah, it's fine. It'll be okay.
They said like, "Hey, I'm looking for a MacBook Pro." I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go see. We got one in the back.
We're all out. Sorry.
I said, "Go to the Apple Store. What are you doing here?"
Yeah, this is pretty bad. But if they offer to go look in the back for something, I'll accept that. Like I was at the grocery store not long ago, and I could see that they were putting out new produce, but the produce that I wanted, like I wanted cilantro, a couple other things, and it just looked bad.
Yeah,
and the lady asked me, "Can I help you find something?" Because I guess she saw a disgusted look on my face.
Cilantro is terrible.
Yeah. Oh my God.
You should be ashamed.
And I said, I'm just looking for cilantro and green onions. And is this? And she goes, "Well, hold on a minute. Those do look bad. Let me go see if we've got any in the back. I think we do. We got everything in the back. We just haven't had time to put it out yet. We're doing it now." I said, "Oh, I see the cart."
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Going there, and then she went for the cilantro, and then the next thing I was looking for looked bad too, and I said, I did ask her then, "I'm sorry to bother you, can you go see if y'all have this back there?"
Yep. Well, now she's established that we've got stuff in the back, so it's okay.
She's like, "Heads up, real pain in the ass customer over here in the herb section."
Them going, "Damn Gordon Ramsay wannabe here thinks he's got to have fresh herbs.
Make sure we got to have some good looking cilantro."
Acts like he can't substitute a Vidalia onion for a yellow onion.
Bobby Flay's dickhead brother. Looking for cilantro. Jesus.
Bobby Flay's dickhead brother. This
is shoddy Alton Brown impersonator.
Because you know somebody else was back there too when she walked back in there. It's like, "What are you back again?" "Yeah, I got Bobby Flay's dickhead brother out there."
Yeah. We got any mint back here?
Is this all the rosemary you have? I'm sorry.
Sorry, our herbs aren't up to your standards.
Don't even get me started on the Italian parsley.
Oh, heavens. Wilting at the tips, ma'am.
Already
wilting at the tips.
Like I wouldn't even have to chop it. It's just, just like wet paper. And every time.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.